Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Lucas Rodriguez, a PhD student with the University of Saskatchewan and the Prairie Swine Center. Thanks for joining us, Lucas.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
As part of research being conducted in partnership with Swine Innovation Pork to develop feeding strategies for weaned pigs that maximize profits, reduce reliance on in-feed antibiotics, and improve pig robustness while maintaining animal performance, you are involved in a project to evaluate the effectiveness of functional amino acids. First of all, what is the overall goal of this particular research initiative?
Our overall goal with this research, we're trying to develop effective feeding strategies for especially weaned pigs. And these strategies will aim at improving, maximizing the producer's profits while reducing the reliance on in-feed antibiotics and also improving the pig's ability to cope with diseases while maintaining their performance. We know that the industry is highly reliant on antibiotics. And during the last years, and the recent trend is for reduction or even withdrawal of antibiotics. And these pressures will definitely guide us towards supportive strategies. And one of them is definitely nutrition.
Who is involved in this work, representing what interests and in what roles?
Well, this project is a partnership between industry and research institutions. Our interest is the kind of matchup in the sense that we want to move from high-protein diets towards low-protein amino acid supplemented diets to reduce this reliance on feed ingredients, including soybean meal, for example, while improving the growth performance. And regarding the partnership itself, we have the continuous support of our industry partners for lab analysis, for reports, and we work in constant contact with the research partners for discussion of methodologies and also for developing our future projects.
As far as efforts to evaluate the effectiveness of functional amino acids, what prompted this particular effort, and what are the intents there?
Well, Bruce, our particular study is investigating the effects of protein and functional amino acid levels supplemented to pigs inoculated with Salmonella. Salmonella is a pathogen, is one of the leading causes of foodborne illnesses in Canada, and causes marked inflammation to the gastrointestinal tract of the pigs with a marked reduction in growth performance. So basically, our main objective is to check if these amino acids supplemented above the current requirements for growth, if they will increase the ability of these pigs to cope with these enteric pathogen being Salmonella.
What role do amino acids play in nutrition? How important is that role and why?
Well, that's a very good question, because I believe this is one of the basis of our work. For many years, nutritionists, they only discussed amino acids as building blocks for protein deposition. So if you asked this question years ago, probably one would say that we feed amino acids to increase muscle deposition and therefore produce more meat, right? However, especially during the recent years, different amino acids have been regarded as functional because research has clearly shown their non-proteinogenic, let's say, effects, including helping in pigs' animal, actually, metabolism, regulation, immunity and reproduction. So basically, we don't include amino acids in diets only to build muscle, but to help the organism to function properly.
What amino acids are being looked at through this effort and why, and how are these compounds being assessed?
So So in our study, we are investigating methionine, threonine, and tryptophan. These amino acids are all commercially available, and that they have been used in the swine industry for many years. And this was one of the reasons why we chose them. And there is historical evidence of the involvement of these amino acids in maintaining the healthy status of animals, and especially the gastrointestinal tract uptakes these nutrients and utilizes them for its functionality. We are basically assessing the effectiveness of these amino acids through measurements of growth potential, of gut health, which is basically the ability of the gut to maintain its operation without any excessive inflammation, and some other indicators of overall healthy status of the pigs.
What has been found so far, and what is the significance of these findings?
So, Bruce, we have finished our first study out of three studies. And with this first study, the results are showing us that indeed the current requirements, the current recommendations for growth and protein deposition, they will need to be readjusted, I mean elevated, when the animals are exposed to, in this case, enteric pathogens. Basically, we did not see any major effect of supplemental profile of amino acids when the animals are healthy. But when they are challenged with salmonella, they definitely benefit from the supplementation through a less damaged gut, through improved overall health, and consequently through improved growth potential.
How will this information, the findings gathered through this work, actually be applied, and by whom?
I believe we're going to have interesting findings to be applied for nutritionists in commercial herds, especially those with known problems of enteric pathogen, including salmonella, including E. coli. And definitely, we expect the research community to benefit from our work and open new horizons for future research.
What are the anticipated benefits overall?
I would say improved growth potential and health status in situations of antibiotic-free diets. That's what I would say. We know that challenge will continue to threaten swine herds around the globe. And in one hand, we have this challenge growing and threatening our swine herds. But on the other hand, we will have to remove antibiotics pretty soon. So I believe nutrition in the short term will play a big role in maintaining animal health.
What are the next steps in this project?
As I said, we just finished our first study, and now we're heading to the second one. We'll be developing at least two more studies relating these functional amino acids. First, to the length of adaptation for this next study, in which we are going to be investigating if we adapt these animals to an amino acid fortified diet, can we improve their health status even more? We don't know. That's the question that we want to answer with the next activity. And with future research, we want to investigate the effect of these diets in animals with different birth weights, to see the low birth weight animals, which are a big issue in the current swine industry, if they can benefit from these diets even more.
How can anyone interested get more information on this work?
So anyone interested in our work, I ask you to visit the Pride Swine Center website through pradeswine.com, and for sure contact us through LinkedIn. We are constantly sharing information about the project and about upcoming activities.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, that's it. I think your questions, they covered everything related to this project. And again, thank you very much for having me.
And thank you. Our guest has been Lucas Rodriguez, a PhD student with the University of Saskatchewan and the Prairie Swine Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.